It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 starts now. And Tucker Harlan in with the Top 4 at 4. Tucker, take it away.
Thank you, Bear. At number 1, some Tennessee football recruiting information. The Vols
have landed. Tennessee football recruiting information?
I meant to say that. Tennessee football recruiting information? The Vols have landed 2025 three-star defensive back Sidney Walton from the Birmingham area. Walton chose Tennessee over Ole Miss, Missouri, and Arkansas in the SEC.
Take that, Luke Brown. He's coming here. He got one look at Luke and said, I'm going to Knoxville. No chance. No chance I'm going to intercept the ball and have that guy try to tackle me. I mean, no chance.
He could probably outrun him, I'll be honest.
You said three-star, right?
Yep.
For now.
Yeah, it could change.
Because now the Sharks will swarm.
Yeah, until he goes to the camps and gets evaluated, and then he'll do that deal where if they commit to UT when they're five-star, they go down. And if they're a three-star, they go up, and then they flip. So,
He is currently the fifth-ranked player in the 25 class for Tennessee. Tennessee's class overall, 14th. Not bad.
All right. It's a good start.
At number 2, some very sad news out of the world of music today, as Dickie Betts has died at the age of 80. Betts was a founding member of the Allman Brothers, and he was critical to the band's success as a vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter.
Another one of my heroes gone. Dickie Betts, rest in peace. R.I.P. in peace, as Russ would say. Apparently wasn't a nice guy from time to time.
I could see that.
I couldn't imagine the dynamics and the politics.
No.
In one of those bands.
No, I mean,
Either the bands either share credit completely, split it equally, and get along.
Yep.
Or they don't.
I'll never forget Tim Reese managed Thompson Bowling Arena for years. When the Eagles came, I guess they kind of made up since then a little bit.
Parts of them.
Yeah, but the ones that came, they all wanted separate dressing rooms.
Yeah.
They came in separate vehicles. They did not talk to each other.
Yep.
They performed, and they split.
I worked
backstage
unreal. At almost all those shows.
Really?
Going back to when they played Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh at a show at World's Fair Park before the Hell Froze Over tour.
Gotcha.
When they got back together, and those were some intense guys. They really do not like, I don't know. You watch the movie, it'll tell you all you need to know.
Yeah.
So, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
At number 3, Wisconsin transfer AJ Storr has committed to Kansas. Storr declared for the NBA draft while maintaining college eligibility. This will be his third school in as many seasons, as he played under Mike Anderson at St. John's 2 years ago. He averaged just under 17 points per game for the Badgers this past season.
I mean, it's just a wild time to be alive if you're a college sports fan.
Where was he at before Wisconsin?
St. John's. Not Rick Pitino, St. John's,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. So he's kind of climbing the ladder a little bit. St. John's, Wisconsin, now you're at Kansas.
Yeah. They've completely retooled. Everybody's retooling
their
roster.
I know, and like I said, like, don't fall in love with first-year players, because odds are pretty good they're going to be bouncing around.
You can't fall in love with 2- and 3-year players anymore. I mean, look, Jonas is gone.
No, I know. It's wild.
Terrible.
It felt like we were in a place where, like, this would be the final destination, like it was for Connect, and then you have, Jonas leaving before his senior season. Just wild.
And finally, at number 4, schools in Virginia will be able to directly pay athletes via NIL deals thanks to a state law signed this morning, marking another significant step in the professionalization of college sports. The new law, which is scheduled to take effect July 1st, is the first in any state to make it illegal for the NCAA to punish a school for compensating athletes for NIL rights.
That was a mouthful. Now what?
So basically, the schools can directly pay the athletes in Virginia, and it is illegal for the NCAA to come after any Virginia schools for directly compensating NIL deals.
That's
so Virginia's just coming out and saying what everybody knows is that
I mean,
we're paying the player.
Are we doing this next? Because remember, it was like it was Tennessee and Virginia in that lawsuit against the NCAA. Is this next up for us?
I don't know if we're going to step up to the microphone and say, hey, we're doing this, but we're doing this. And so is everybody else.
So, but does this mean, though, that the schools can pay them out of their athletic budget for, quote-unquote, NIL?
I don't know.
And the law says the NCAA cannot punish them.
Yep.
So they could say, yep, the athletic department, here's $10 million, player, and the NCAA can't do anything about it. That feels tricky.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. It's the law.
The system's broken.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about. I mean, we're no lawyers. I wish we had the lawyer music right now. But, you know, when the Supreme Court votes 9-0 against you.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you're kind of just screwed.
Well, Tucker, I hope I'm not going to step on your top five at five, but Reed Sheppard just announced on social media that he will be foregoing his remaining eligibility at Kentucky and entering the NBA draft.
I don't know what those they were.
Yeah. They talked themselves into this. They actually believed that his daddy played here with Pope, and he's going to stay when he's projected to be a top.
Like two or three pick?
Yeah.
Oh, is he up? I thought top
high.
Five,
he's,
but then I
he's
saw.
He's high.
Crazy high.
And he and Dillingham are both up there.
I've heard that this draft is pretty poo-poo. Is that fair to say?
I don't think so. You got Klingon is projected.
Yeah, but Klingon, I mean.
Go number one.
I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying he's not.
Yeah, Klingon,
like,
Kinect.
Shaq.
Dillingham, Shepard. Am I missing one? Another one from Kentucky?
Reeves, maybe?
I don't think he's that high.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. He was good, but
I don't know. I mean, they're it's a pretty good influx of just
Kentucky players.
If they continue in the NBA, I mean Sheppard and Kinect, some serious 3-point shooting talent.
I don't know about Sheppard at the next level. He's a little undersized, and if he doesn't play point guard, I don't know how many twos he's going to be able to guard in the NBA.
Yeah,
not that he's
point.
A bad defender. But he'll be outsized, yeah, out-athleted. But it is funny. I mean, Kentucky fans legitimately, they were sure that he was going to come back and help resurrect the program with Pope, and it didn't take very long for him
Poor
to say,
TJ.
I know, he's probably pretty sad right now.
They really thought he was coming back, though.
Sure.
And you couldn't talk sense to him. I was
no.
Like, you know.
His dad played with Pope, and he wouldn't do that to Kentucky. He won't do it. Well, he did it.
I'd give him a big NIL deal. It's not a top
five
guaranteed NIL contract.
Sounds like some of the NIL money might have left with Cal. I know there was one booster. I can't remember her name. She posted.
Kraft.
Was that her?
Yeah.
When she posted, like, back in the mix or something after
Cal left. But
apparently
that's where a lot of the issues started for Cal behind the scenes was, what was the story? Her husband was running for governor of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to get Shibwe. I don't know if it was to make an appearance or
like an endorsement kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah
in the
yeah.
campaign, and Calipari shut it down. He didn't want Shibwe. He was, you know, he's looking out for his guy. He didn't want him getting involved, you know, and basically being a pawn. I have no idea which party they were running for or whatever. But
yeah, I don't have a problem with that if I'm Cal. Good for him. Like I think that's a fine move.
What?
Not letting your players get involved and kind of roped into politics.
Oh, no, yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, like support the team.
I mean, Shibwe's got no idea what's.
No, but I mean.
He's a basketball player.
And was he on an international visa? Like he couldn't make NIL money, could he?
I don't think he could.
Gosh, it's crazy.
They worked out some kind of deal, I thought. Didn't they?
Oh, I'm sure they did. It's Kentucky. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Under the table type stuff. I'm sure he was paid as well as, you know, they could.
I'll never forget the after. It was way before you guys. I believe it was Purolator was a package company like FedEx. But a package that was addressed to a Kentucky recruit.
I've heard this story.
And thousands and thousands of dollars.
Where did it bust open at?
I can't remember. It's been so long. I'd have to look.
Was it at like an
details.
Airport or something as they were unloading packages?
I'm not sure, but, you know, package drops, bus open, there's cash everywhere.
Just cash flying around. Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard, yeah.
It's the most Kentucky thing ever.
That checks.
Yeah.
They FedExed money?
Yeah.
That's so that's just wild to me.
Well, it's kind of dumb. You should always hand deliver that. No.
Yeah, just go for a drive or a flight or something. No, I wouldn't be. Yeah.
There. Meet me down here. I'll hand this to you.
All right, what's the biggest news of the day outside of Jonas Adu getting kind of mollywopped by Barnes?
I don't know. The fact Awaka, and he's basically saying what we kind of knew. It was what I was kind of worried about with Awaka when I first found out, because, you know, from just coming from a couple steps back, it was like, you know, if you want to transfer to St. John's or somewhere up in the Northeast, closer to where you're from, I get that. But it sounds like, from what Barnes said today, it feels like Tobe is making a mistake. But he's also letting him know, you know, if you want to come back, you need to better be quick, because we're not waiting around. We can't.
Yeah, and I didn't think he was, you know, derogatory in his comments towards Tobe, but it also feels like, obviously, they want him back, but you can't wait around. Yeah, they're not going to beg, and they can't wait. I mean, do we think this is Tobe or some people in and around Tobe?
I hadn't heard that about this one. I had heard that about
Jonas,
that some people around him were, you know, he was looking to get a big bag. I don't know. The rumor I heard was, you know, connect kind of money.
But didn't Connect, like, earn that, like, after he kind of got here? He wasn't guaranteed all that money off Jump Street, was he?
Pretty sure.
Wow. I don't know. The way Barnes tells that story, we all know Barnes. He's going to tell the truth 100% of the time. He said he came to Tennessee saying, I want to be coached hard. I don't care up front about the NIL. Now, that's not to say they didn't give him anything. But
I think he knew what he was going to make if he came in and did what he did.
Yeah. Okay. I buy that. But I don't know,
I don't know. And
did we undervalue Jonas during the season because Connect was so great?
I don't think we did, like us, because when we were on our roll was when Dalton was doing his thing and Adu was scoring like 18 a night.
Yeah.
And I knew we were damn near doomed when, you know, we got into the tournament and Jonas, you know, whether or not he was sick. So we still don't know about the whole sick thing. I don't know if you guys...
I've heard that confirmed, that he was – they think he caught what Santi had just later.
That flu.
Yeah. So, and he tried to battle through it for two games, but, I mean, you saw it against Purdue. Like, he just had nothing in the tank.
Yeah. I mean – they didn't say anything about it, and then he caught a lot of heat.
Yeah, and I wondered about that too, because we talked about that. Like, why would they not mention that if it's true? Because that kind of leaves
him a disservice, like Russ said.
Yeah, that kind of leaves Jonas out there dangling, catching all the flack from the fans.
Well, he got thrown under the bus, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, he absolutely did. Russ was exactly right. So.
I don't know. So, but we definitely think at this point, like, the ship has sailed with Adu.
I think so.
He's going to Baylor this weekend, dude. Yeah, that ship sailed.
I know, but if, like, he goes there and it's not a great visit, like, doesn't sound like Barnes would allow him back on the team, but maybe he would.
I don't know.
How abruptly it apparently was, I don't think Barnes would be willing to, you know, cast that net out again.
I think you're probably right, especially saying he was surprised because all season Adu said he was quote unquote fine, and then, like, I don't know, that's weird. Like, you don't. I'm just surprised to hear that. Barnes, like, his programs just – they seem to run a little bit differently than most around the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's just surprising to hear that Adu was unhappy but never said anything and then just bolted to the portal without really a conversation. Like, that
– I mean, the vibe I got, you know, reading between the lines on the comment was that this caught them by surprise.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
We thought we were fine. We thought things were fine. So, I don't know, man. This is – do you ever dreamed in a million years we'd be here?
What do you mean?
Like, if we go jump in the Doc Brown's time machine and go back 10 years, 2014.
But what specifically are you talking about? The Tennessee basketball is good and stable?
No, no,
or
no,
the transfer? Yeah.
Yeah,
the
portal, NIL.
I don't think I could have, like, predicted it. But, I mean, this has been coming for a long time. I mean,
looking back on it, that Gurley. Remember when Todd Gurley got in all that trouble?
Yeah, for signing stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Manziel got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
I mean, they just – that's – I've said it for years. They knew it was going to happen. They knew it was coming, and they did nothing.
They didn't want to come up with any money.
To brace for it, right.
Yeah.
They should have done – come up with some kind of revenue sharing.
Mm-hmm. And now they may still have to do that.
Well,
and
yeah.
The players are going to get NIL. And the universities are going to have to just figure out a way to either spend less or make a lot less money and deal with it. I just wonder, like, do you think it'll get to a point where they're collectively bargaining? There's a players association.
Oh, yeah.
And they
I think
cap
that's what
it.
We're heading towards. The weird part is they really need to separate out football and – you know, with that thing we looked at, and we can talk about this on the other side after the break. But the proposal that we talked was that Monday we talked about that with the different conferences.
Might have been yesterday, but yeah,
how they'd split it. You know, split the 70 teams mm-hmm. up. Like ideally, that would to me the big thing would be that would be ideal for football, and then I would return every other sport back to their original conference. Because I'm telling you, what they're not going to – what I can see happening is they're going to want to start – they're going to want to keep costs down. They aren't going to want to pay for the UCLA volleyball team to fly across country to Rutgers.
Right.
For a Tuesday night volleyball match.
That was the craziest thing to me when all the schools were jumping to different
– I don't think anybody really realizes is thinking about, like, it, how big a price
like,
that
yeah, you're
is.
Going to make more money. You're going to be spending a ton more on very expensive things when you talk about traveling all these teams and schools.
Equipment.
And then, I mean, you know, we're talking about, obviously, UCLA and USC. Think about, I mean, like, Rutgers, they have to go there, too. Like, that's an added expense to all the schools when they have to travel like that. Not just the new ones that are making more money, but the ones that they know what they've made and what they're going to make. But now your travel budget, I mean, I would imagine some of these travel budgets will probably increase by 50, 75% when you talk about those big trips like that.
Oh, it'll be outrageous.
Better than us, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy in the SEC.
Staying in our little southeastern footprint.
I'm fine with it. I like geography and I like where we're at.
All right.
Thought you should know. We do one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and hit a break here, and we'll be right back with more Drive right after this. The Drive rages on here on a beautiful Thursday afternoon in Knoxville. What's the weather looking like for the Fan Run Open?
Tucker, have you been keeping eyes on it?
Let me look right now. 69 is the high. Nice.
Very nice.
Low of 54. Cloudy. No precipitation.
That's what I'm talking about.
As long as that holds steady.
It's nice.
We're going rain or shine, right?
If the course is open, we're going. I'm told. They got mats on the white tees. I don't know. They may mat us up. I don't know.
What are the white tees?
Like the middle, distance-wise.
What's the blue? Those are the...
Those are the long johns.
And what's the other color?
Red.
Those are the ladies' tees.
Is it just three there, right?
Is it just three?
I think so.
Or there are blacks and yellows?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's blues, whites, and then reds.
That makes sense.
Tucker, how many mulligans or women's tees will you be purchasing for charity? Of course, on Saturday.
Wait a minute. You can purchase?
Yeah, it's a golf tournament. So usually, like in tournaments I've played, everyone gets one mulligan.
Okay.
But you can buy extra, like $5 for one.
Yeah, but our team's got built-in women's tee shots already.
Well, for her.
Yeah.
So do we need to buy extra mulligans, you think? Like, if everybody misses a putt and it's like, man, we really should have made that, like
that
having
is,
an extra one?
I think totally dependent on our other teammate.
Yes.
Mr. Sam Beard.
The ringer. We'll have to ask him. We need to determine our putting order, too. Like, if you're a really good putter, you'd want to go last so you can see the break and get the read. But somebody's got to go first.
That's true.
Are you a good putter?
I can be. It's going to be interesting because...
What is that?
That's not a concrete answer.
Well, I'm going to have to get used to the greens, obviously. And sounds like they're going to be a little bit slower, maybe a little bit more receptive than they usually are there, right?
Because got a lot of rain tomorrow.
Really?
Calling for, I think.
Well, the thing is, they've just aerated them, so yeah, they're automatically going to be
probably
slower.
Probably like a week or two ago, it looks like.
How do you know this?
It's because Houston played there.
I played 9 on Sunday.
You went over there and got the lay of the land?
Julia and I went out to prepare ourselves for the...
Can she play?
Yeah.
Really?
She's on our team.
Oh. I guess so.
Yeah, she sank some putts.
I never knew she was an athlete.
What?
I just thought she was an athletic supporter.
No, she played basketball in high school. She broke
she
the
good?
Yeah, she broke the Navarre record for 3-pointers.
Really?
I think so. She's got her jersey framed and everything. She's in the paper.
You think I could take her?
In basketball?
Yeah.
No. No.
I'd put her in the third row.
No, she went out there on the cruise, the outdoor ship, in heavy wind and rocking boat, mind you, and she was burying some threes in Crocs. I was impressed. You could not take her.
Really?
Did you ever play basketball?
Yeah.
Like, well?
I could shoot free throws, and I would do whatever the coach said. I'd have been perfect in the barn system.
Were you a goon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, she just texted you. You are in the doghouse.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Won't be the first time I've gotten into it with... somebody from Talk Sports.
Are you? By the way, you're so Bear is the marshal.
Yeah.
This weekend for our Fan Run Open. Do you know the rules of the game?
I know enough.
What are these answers here from the back
I don't know.
Table?
They're a little
I can
cloudy.
Be.
Well, you want to?
I can be. I know
you
enough.
Quiz me.
It's not very confident. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a lack of confidence.
We need that Tim Banks confidence.
I will make a decision and stand by it, right or wrong.
But if you're wrong, then the person might get upset, and it might put a stain on our tournament for charity.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Even for charity?
You are aware that I was a high school basketball referee at one point.
I've heard. How long were you a referee for? How many games?
6.
Oh, no. I did
two
seasons.
2 seasons?
Mm. Yeah.
How many technicals did you give out in your 2 seasons?
A lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How many would you average a game?
Never more than 1 a game. Mm. I threw somebody out, though.
You threw a coach?
Player.
Wow. You threw a player out of a game?
Tossed him.
What'd they do?
Mouthed off.
How did they mouth off? Was it profanity? Or were they just disagreeing with a call that you may or may not have known the rules for when you made it?
The first tee, no. The second tee, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of Teddy Valentine him. You gassed him up with the first tee. Did you stare him down? Were you a big starer downer?
No. Uh-uh.
Were you a calm technical assessor?
Yeah, but when I threw people, I'd...
You put some
showmanship.
Put some oomph on it. Okay.
To the showers. Hit the showers.
Tucker, this is what we have to look forward to on Saturday.
And I may or may not have cost a local high school girls basketball team a trip to Substate.
What are you doing?
Horrendous call. It was one of the worst calls ever. It was an inadvertent whistle.
All right, Angel Hernandez.
Wait.
Whoa.
Is there anything you can do to fix that as a referee?
No. Then I had to tee up the coach.
Because she was mad at you for the inadvertent whistle?
Yes.
So not only did you blow it.
Yeah.
You then teed her up for calling you out on your mistake.
She used profanity. I told her to calm down.
Yes, women love hearing that. Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah, they love that. That's their favorite phrase to hear. That works on all women. Tucker, Jace, you guys should know. If tell a woman to calm down, that it's usually a very good thing.
I've figured that out. Yeah. I've even tried it with my dad, and you know he's a
very
quick
receptive.
To pull the trigger
yeah.
right back.
Yeah.
I did much better with reffing boys games.
Were you more lenient?
What are you, sexist?
No, it was just there was a lot easier to ref those games.
Okay.
You kind of got to decide what you're going to call and what you're not going to call.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on.
Would you say you were a consistent referee?
Oh yeah, it was horrible on both ends. Just absolutely awful.
See, now I think you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
See, now I buy this.
Oh, I about put a girl in the hospital.
So what is? What?
Yeah, I was looking back at I didn't realize she'd snowbirded. One of the players hadn't come all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fast break going the other way. I had my head turned watching the action coming up the floor because it was getting handsy. A lot of reaching in going on. Never saw her.
You trucked her?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, how bad? Like, did she get up? Did it take her a while? Did she have to have a trainer come out?
She didn't play the rest of that game. I'm not sure about her next one.
What was she doing?
Jeez.
She's still a high school girl. At the time, I was like 240, 250, running full speed. A young bear. I still could run. I was big. Yeah, I trucked her.
That's horrible.
I felt awful. I didn't call technical on anybody for it.
Oh, yeah, that would be real good. You knock her over, she's like dead on the ground, and you tee her up for getting in the way. That would have been a good tone setter for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would have gone over well.
Oh, it's terrible.
Some parents thrown in there too, you know?
Yeah. What I should have done was done football. I'd have been great at that.
Mm. What, just standing there and watching like a specific portion of the
– Yeah.
You get to hold up like the three at the very end of the line, you know, how many people are – on
that
the receivers check with you, and you're like, no, slide back.
Holding call. Yeah, I'm just, but.
That's holding, Bear.
That's holding, Rand.
That's holding.
He's holding. It's holding.
You'd have to put that holding guy in his place.
Oh, people did not. I was not warmly welcomed into some of the single A high school gyms in the greater.
You had a reputation, huh?
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
Are any of these on film? I would kill to get some.
No.
What year was this? What are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking like 90s.
I'm just envisioning.
They had the big VHS things back then. Somebody's probably
the
got
tape,
it.
Like, figuratively roll the tape.
I just want to see it to marvel.
Well, it was wild because I didn't realize, like, I just show up and go to the ref room and, you know, and I'm just changing into my referee shirt, you know, jailhouse looking thing. And, you know, you get up and all that, and then these guys come in. They were like pros. They're like putting on girdles and making sure everything's stretched out and stuff.
So what was – did you have to wear, like, what, black slacks and black shoes?
Black pants and wore black Nikes, like the black Nike coaching shoes with white swoosh. And then your shirt, and then, you know, you had your whistle.
Yes, I'm familiar with the whistle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gosh, I would love to see that. So, but back to Saturday, do you have a plan? Are you going to drive backwards around the course and intercept people as they?
I've had a lot of requests. McClure wanted me to, you know, I didn't realize Marcus wasn't playing.
Mm.
I was going to follow Marcus and just live tweet every shot.
He's our caddy. First of all, how could you do that? You're marshaling the whole tournament. You're going to follow around one player?
Yeah, because McClure wanted me to. He thought it'd be funny.
So now that that's not an option, what's your plan?
I don't know. I'm going to play it by ear.
I would enjoy seeing Marcus swing a golf club.
We can let him have a fun shot or two.
I would like to see that.
Who's going to whiff?
Out of the four of us?
No, out of the general crew of all of our friends and 37ers.
I won't whiff. I'm certain I'll have a couple that are just no bueno.
I'm in that same camp.
Like five yards in a cloud of dust?
No, like a bad slice or a hook.
Do you play, Jace?
Not often. Whenever I go home, I'll go to a driving range with some of my buddies, but that's a...
I still don't understand why overtime is not participating in this. It's a station function.
I mean, they very well could be, you know, but I was never brought in by the committee. to, you know, break out the old clubs.
You guys nervous about the interview?
With?
Coach Ganey.
Not nervous. I know I'm not as good at it as Russell is. But I've got some questions written down.
All right.
You know, if Russell was a good friend, in between his trips to the bathroom and the trash can, he could have sent us a couple of questions that he'd like us to ask.
I almost texted him that. Like, hey, man, do you have your questions written out yet?
It's also weird, too. Like, I've noticed it. I've done radio for a long time. Whenever you're talking to a coach, I'm always worried I'm going to ask them a question that they can't answer. And they'll be like, oh, I can't remember who it was, but they had a coach on, and they were like, oh, tell me about this recruit. And they were like, I literally cannot say their name out loud.
Yeah.
So, and I know the season's over, but, like, with the transfer portal stuff, like, what's kind of off limits, and what can I maybe poke into a little bit here? So no, not nervous, but, you know, we're gonna see what happens. We're going to make it live. We'll do it live. Whatever.
I'm not worried at all.
You got some questions you're going to ask him?
No. Jace?
I don't think I'll be in here. Y'all be.
Yeah,
with,
it'll be.
That's right. It'll be Liam.
The whole,
he'll probably.
Overtime Bill.
OT Bill. He'll have some questions.
OTB.
Yeah.
He's pro, isn't he?
Yeah, he's more professional than I am.
Yeah, he's like little Russell.
No, they've got their cadence, like the start of the show. They go around, and then they go backwards. Like
you guys are actually about – this is the first time in a long time I actually listen to Overtime now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a lot more informative than, you know
– previous iterations.
Maybe. Not to take a jab or anything, but
– no, they
don't feel ashamed about that.
No, they stick to sports. Yeah. Like, we've talked about Bears refereeing for, you know, 10 minutes now.
Well, that's sports.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of sports.
Sort of.
I'm a fan of that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was good money, too, by the way. I got paid to do that.
I've always wondered what was a high school ref make?
What was it back then? Either 50 or 75 for a night. That was a 90, so that was a decent chunk.
One game
change.
Or did you ref two?
You'd get there, you do the JV games, and then girls varsity and boy, yeah.
So you do three?
Yeah, you do three.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'd pick up like freshman games during the week. And
yeah.
So,
not bad.
They got turned up when you were talking about like varsity boys and like you're doing anything in town.
Yeah. So that's probably good. You got there, you get your feet under you for the first couple of games, and then when the crowd shows up and it's the big ticket event, you're in the zone.
Yeah.
Tossing people and running over little girls.
I never tossed anybody in a
boys game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do a couple of tees though. I did not deal with the profanity. That's guaranteed. A couple other words.
It's funny knowing you that profanity is what sent you over the.
That's a respect the technical. Thing. Mm. Well, then there's like I said, there. One word was automatic. So.
Okay.
Use your imagination.
I think I got it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's a respect thing.
Brett wants to know what was your kind of go-to when parents and fans would heckle you? Did you ever get heckled?
Oh, yeah.
Did you just ignore it for the most part? You grin at them?
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best response. You give them a little smile like, hey, I hear you. I'm not mad. Then they kind of shut up a little bit.
Appreciate the support.
Because, I think if you get mad at them, then they're just going to keep going and going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably smart. Yeah.
That you never let that affect – what you're calling. You can't hold it
again. I was wondering if you had that capability. That.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. You keep
I feel like if someone in the crowd made me mad and I was like, what shirt are they wearing? Your team's getting the rub here.
I've been able to, you know, back home referee some, you know, youth league basketball where it's like 8-year-olds out there who don't know what they're doing. And, you know, I'd let some of the kids get away with it for, you know, two or three trips up and down the court. And then I'd have to say something, correct them, and get things going. But these parents are relentless at 8 years old with their kids who don't know how to play. I mean,
they're learning the game.
Exactly. And you're going to get mad at me for calling something out and trying to help them learn.
Right.
It's absolutely it threw me
for a
loop.
So I've got a huge problem, especially baseball. It's really bad.
Baseball is the worst.
It's the worst.
I don't know if it's because there's just
you got these basically high school kids umpiring, and they're not paid nearly enough for the abuse they've got to put up with out of these parents.
No, some of the videos, I'm just like, I could never ump baseball.
Oh no, I could not officiate any kids' stuff now. Not with the way people act like it's the end of the world.
Damn, yeah. Social media did that.
Yeah,
that's where it came from.
All these phones and touch screens and.
But yeah, they get pretty wild. Yeah, not real popular in Morgan County. Where else? Blount County.
Knox County.
No, I did some of my best work in Knox County. Anderson County. Not real popular over there.
So you just need to stay right here.
Stay in Knoxville, yeah.
Be where your feet are, they say.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, I knew more people in Knoxville.
Yeah.
People knew me.
Sometimes that can be a problem, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, we've wasted enough of the show rehashing my miserable failure as a basketball referee. Out of all the sports, if I told you I was a referee, would you...
Yeah, I mean, you said referee, so it kind of narrows it in there. But
It does.
I could see you doing some basketball.
Yeah.
Football, I actually would have been surprised. But basketball, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I feel like if you enjoy basketball, you can kind of ref basketball. But I didn't know you would have done it at the high school level. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well done. Oh. Sending a secret code right there, Jace. That's what that was.
Just keep
secret
going.
Code.
You guys keep going. I made a mistake over here.
Well, you got to tell us now.
Yeah. What'd you do?
It did the thing that I've been asking you for help.
Well, that's why I tried to send it to break at the 38-minute mark so it wouldn't happen, and you just looked at me like I had egg on my face.
Okay. Well, we don't have to talk about it on air. You guys could keep just talking about sports for you and give me like 30 seconds.
But we were talking about your sports. Like, we were talking about sports with you and your refereeing and being disliked, apparently, in Anderson County, Blount County, Morgan County. Where is Morgan County?
It's like northwest of here.
Coalfield, Sunbright, Wartburg.
Gotcha.
Okay. You see, I could just envision Bear high knees down the court like Jeffrey Anderson.
What do you think Bear's go-to pregame meal was? It's a long night. Was it concession food?
No.
You'd stop off and get something?
Dogs, yeah.
A little Big Mac and fries and a Coke on the way?
I usually didn't eat on the way because it'd make you you don't want to eat.
You get the McGurgles?
Yeah, you don't want to do that, man.
The McTummy ache? I understand. I got you. Are we sending this thing to break or what?
Here in just a second. We will.
What is he doing over there?
What is the delay for?
Fooling around.
Do you really want to know?
Did you delete like the entire break or something?
The entire break played while we were sitting here talking. This is the most unprofessional segment we've ever done.
Ever.
I've been on the drive for like 8 years.
I mean, I'd meow at you, but then that kind of puts me in a bad spot too.
All right. Now we're going to go to break.
Yeah. 865-288-3131. If you want to join this just amazing show.
We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to Drive on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the drive. It's kind of recapping for today. It's been kind of a light news day.
Very much so.
Kind of hitting the summer, the horse latitudes of the college sports calendar. We ramp back up for a big. The baseball series this weekend, I'm kind of nervous, man. Our last trip up there did not go well at all.
No, well, and it was that like, was with a great team.
Yeah, but it was also like 38 degrees and raining, all that. I don't think – did a single game that weekend start on time?
I don't think so.
Did we have to play two on Sunday?
I don't think it's the fact that they didn't start on time. It's the fact that they were marathons, basically. There was one that was 13 innings.
Yeah. And then we ended up – we went to what? Was that Did we go to 10 innings with them in the SEC tournament that year too, or was that just a delayed start, right?
We beat them by 10 that time.
Exactly.
Around.
It was close though until I guess
late.
Burt,
I think Blake
bombed that one into
run.
The
smoked one.
Into the
yeah.
squirrels.
Yeah.
Wake up, squirrels! You got a visitor.
That was such a great call by.
It is. Yeah.
That's one of Tom Hart's best, man. That was perfect. It was like what 1 a.m. Everybody's a little stir crazy, half asleep. You hit that kind of hysteria mode where like I'm gonna watch till the end. I have to watch this, but I am dead tired. And they were getting a little crazy in the booth too. That was a great call. That was a fun. We won it that year, right? Yeah, we ended up.
Yeah,
winning
we won
that
the
tournament.
SEC tournament. Yeah,
their park is called Kentucky Proud Park.
Yeah, we discussed that.
We mentioned
yesterday.
It. You know what Kentucky Proud is?
The dumbest thing I've ever heard to name a stadium.
It's a company that does like animal supplies, like grains, and I want to say they may also like slaughter cows.
I mean, Tennessee like Pride is like that
sausage.
Yeah, that sausage, and you know you get them
sausage
biscuits, you know that you can heat up at Walmart.
Big sausage guy.
Great.
You'll learn what that is. We'll tell you during the next break.
Please do.
I mean, the stadium's ginormous. That's the other thing too. That
is it the biggest in the SEC as far as distance to the fence?
I thought that would be Mississippi State for sure.
I thought it was this. I thought I read that this week that this is the
Kentucky.
Big part, which may also be a reason why he has adopted kind of the small ball
Plays
philosophy.
Small ball.
Yeah.
Like my concern is we get up there and what would normally be.
Yeah, 20 feet over the fence is caught at the wall. We actually did that a lot this
Omaha.
Weekend
mm-hmm.
at home.
Well, the wind was
that
blowing.
Yeah, that's true.
It
that's
was
true.
Straight in from the
but
river.
But a bunch just right to the fence.
Yeah, but as soon as it warms up, like you play that game this afternoon when it's in the 80s. And
bing.
Yeah, yep. I mean, they're going out. Burke's talked when we've had Berkey on with us. He's explained it. There's once it warms up, the wind – changes direction.
Starts to blow more out
as
opposed to in or not at all. I mean, it was howling this weekend.
Yeah.
It was frigid on Friday. Definitely frigid.
Yeah.
That's had right. a lot
you,
of fun.
Yeah, you
I'm
were
really
there.
Glad I went, man. Had a lot of
I'm
fun.
Glad you, yeah, I'm glad you broke
got
into.
To meet, or got to see old buddy Dorian again. Big fan of our show. Super nice. Have you met Dorian?
Yeah.
He was there. I met the great Sean Fincham finally.
Mm-hmm.
X-Fame. Yeah. He is a Red Sox fan.
You met DR,
yes.
right?
I'd met DR before.
But you got to see him and talk to him. Yeah,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on this weekend? You feeling good about it? You nervous?
Yeah, nervous because, I mean, they are 13-1. I mean, they've got – I mean, they could present matchup problems. And it's not like Vitello baseball teams are really known for concentrating on picking people off, and they've never like they say they don't you know Frank doesn't like his pitchers worried about whether or not trying to keep somebody at first.
Yeah, and I guess it's you could argue it both ways. I kind of like that because we've had really good pitching under Anderson. Like his thing is I want you to focus on throwing strikes.
Yeah,
you're not going to walk anybody. We're not going to worry about – although I guess they did it a little bit more last year at times, trying to pick people off and keep them a little closer. But I don't know. Like, I guess we'll just have to wait and see, kind of get into the game against Kentucky a little bit, see how aggressive they're going to be on that stuff. But, I mean, best way to keep them from doing that stuff is to keep them off base, throw strikes, and make your
placement,
plays.
Yeah, absolutely. Make your plays in the field. So the pitchers have been announced – same as last weekend, we're going to start with Stamos Friday night, Drew Beam on Saturday, which, by the way, programming note, the Drew Beam interview has been rescheduled. We're going to have Drew on next week when Russ is back. But Drew will be starting Saturday and then Xander on Sunday.
We'll see, but I kind of like the idea of Stamos to Causey. I kind of like that little maneuver.
Yeah, Causey seems to set it – a little bit more settled in coming in
middle
relief kind of role.
Where was it that he started? Gave up that kind of was it Bama? Gave up Bama. That really weird home run early because I thought he was throwing
like every
great
Friday
stuff.
Night. He was giving up like two or three runs in the first inning, and then he'd settle in a little bit. We've had guys like that before.
Yeah, so Mitch, maybe that's the perfect kind of magic.
Doe did
just
that
bring
like
him in
that
there
too.
I mean, didn't Doe do that a lot last year? Like he'd. what, he'd be shaky in the first inning, and then he
yeah, kind of felt like in. It kind of felt like when Chad Dallas was here. He let up that first inning home run, and then he'd lock in from then on. But
you wonder if Snead has the same kind of confidence as a reliever as Causey does. Like it's one of those deals where he can't start a game because he's just Snead's nervous head. Out of the gate.
Yeah. Snead gives me major my boy from last year.
Sewell
kind of vibes. He's got the
– Is it the long hair?
Yeah. He's got the flow. Circa, he's looking like he's straight out of 77.
Noted candid Sewell enthusiast over here.
I love him.
Did you guys see what Simo said after Blake hit the grand slam?
No.
So, I think I did see that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. He's like, apparently Blake sat a midweek game earlier in the year, and Simo didn't hit a home run. Mm-hmm. And so Simo went to him and was like, look, man, I didn't hit a home run in the game you sat, so you can't hit a home run this week while I'm sitting on the bench. And apparently he thinks he may have mentioned it a few too many times and got Blake upset. And so Blake decided to, you know, pop the grand slam.
God, he nuked it.
Yeah. Who finishes in the front?
Probably Burke.
I think Simo's going to.
You think so?
It's going to be weird. Like, he breaks the record and then gets caught in the same season by his teammate. Mm. Crazy that they're doing this in 3 years, too, by the way, when it took the other guys for like five.
Yeah. That ball is jacked up this year. That'll do it for hour number two. We'll have Tucker Harlan in with the top five at five next. We're saying goodbye, farewell to Jace Brown. Thank you for sitting in with us.
Absolutely. Had a blast.
And we will be right back with more Drive. You're listening on Fan Run Radio.